This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Live from the Mocarum Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
A lot of thoughts rolling in on the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line on Alex Bregman. We'll get to all of them here in just a second. Hey, quick mention, too, of our big contest that we've got going on. Listen to Sports Radio 610 on the Odyssey app for an hour each day. You're well on your way right now if you tuned in at 6 a.m. today. You listen for an hour each day, that's your entry into the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. If you win, you and three friends are headed to Circa in Vegas. Premium sports viewing destination. Their sports book is incredible. The stadium swim is really, really cool as well. It's for the college basketball championship tournament. That's when it is. It's going to be in March when we send you there. If you win, plus you'll have an extra $20,000 in your pocket to spend while you're in Las Vegas. Just download the Odyssey app, listen for an hour each day, and you'll get your daily entry to the Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. If you're just getting up, just getting in your car, Alex Bregman is a Boston Red Sox. He signs a three-year, $120 million deal. That math is correct if you're listening. Alex Bregman will be making $40 million a year for each of the next 3 years if he chooses to remain in that contract, because the Red Sox also give him the ability to opt out of that deal. So a lot of questions coming in, a lot of comments on that we'll get to. We should touch on the Rockets, who seem to have straightened things out a little bit after the six-game losing streak. They win an ugly game on Sunday against the Toronto Raptors, which we'll take, given they'd lost six in a row. And then last night, it was an undermanned Suns team. There was no Devin Booker in that game last night. But Kevin Durant was really, really good last night, and the Rockets found a way to punch back in the fourth quarter, and they win 119-111. Very un-Rocket-like, bizarro Rockets. They outscored the Suns 35-19 in Q4 last night.
Yeah, nice, and they did it. They were blitzing Kevin Durant. After Royal Ivy had, I like listening to him. He did an interview at the half with Vanessa.
He's mic'd up, too. He's good mic'd up.
Yeah. He's really good while you're mic'd up. But he talked about how they needed more physicality. They needed to be more aggressive. And in the fourth quarter, this Rockets team that's been a bad defense in the fourth quarter in 2025, they shut down. They made life uncomfortable for Kevin Durant.
Yep.
After Kevin Durant had kind of been having their way with him, so that was nice to see. That was really nice to see. And Kevin Durant, big fan of the Houston Rockets. That was nice to hear too.
Well, that was nice to hear. He's the Rockets at one of the betting sites that I saw yesterday. You know, they've got odds on where Kevin Durant could be playing next year. This is a new thing in betting, man. Like, where's this guy going to play next? I love that all the player movement has become, like, major gambling fodder.
Yeah.
The Rockets are the favorite. If Kevin Durant plays somewhere other than Phoenix next year, the Rockets are the favorite to land him. And of all these stars that could get moved, if the Rockets were to make a move, I think there's an argument to be made, but just stand pat with what you got. And I'm anxious to see this group play in the postseason, Seth, before I make any knee-jerk, you got to go get this guy reactions, because the postseason is just different basketball than the regular season. But like, Kevin Durant's a guy that can fit in. You know what I mean?
He's, you know, yeah.
He's obviously one of the greatest scorers of all time. He's not a guy who needs to be ball dominant and just completely reshuffle the chemistry or the deck, I think, in order to incorporate him into that. I think he can come here and average 25 or 30 a game, and it's still a pretty seamless operation with the young guys that they've got here.
He said he's been, quote, keeping tabs on the Rockets.
He should. Yeah, he should.
He worked out in the summer with Jabari Smith and Jalen Green, and he was talking about how good their work ethic was.
Forgot about
everything.
Jabari Smith. I remember that guy.
He's coming back, man.
That's been the big debate. Jabari Smith, does he get his job in the starting lineup back when he comes back?
Yeah.
I say no. I would leave Amen Thompson in the starting lineup.
the other thing about Kevin Durant, not to get, you know, all the way ahead to 2025-26, but he was gushing about Udoka. Udoka was gushing about Durant because they were together with the Nets, you know.
Yep.
And I think Durant definitely, as would a lot of NBA veterans, I think, look at the Rockets as, oh yeah, I could be that guy. Durant could be the guy. Instead of teaming up with a bunch of other superstars or what have you, this could be Durant coming to the Rockets and being the magical thing that puts them over the top,
which
was probably pretty appealing to him.
It probably extends his personal window longer than other teams would, as opposed to teaming up with two other old guys. You know, you come to a team where the core is a bunch of, I mean, by the time Durant would get here, the guys that all matter on this team are still under the age of 23. You know, like a lot of these guys, like the two guys that just got major contracts in the offseason, Jalen Green and Alperen Şengün, just became legal to drink within the last year and a half or so.
Right, you know? And especially, if Durant were to come, they're going to lose one or two of those athletic wings that they have, but they've got a lot of long athletic wings that can load manage a little bit with Durant. I think they could make a really nice pitch to him to make it happen.
I do too.
And, yeah.
I do too. So that was nice. And they play back-to-back again. What the hell? This schedule's been crazy for the Rockets. Warriors coming to town tonight. Warriors lost to Dallas last night. So they're going to come in, I would think, a little angry.
I was really dumb about my Durant load management theory for last night. I thought that Durant, because he'd missed a few games and then he played two nights ago, I completely forgot about the All-Star break. He doesn't play again for a while.
And there were other guys.
Not real basketball, at least.
Well, and the Suns were undermanned to begin with last night, which neither you nor I paid attention to that. Like Durant, you know, Durant was doing a lot of the heavy work. Man, the replay of the game is on. In studio here, I'm like, oh, Ty Washington. He was a first-round pick for the Rockets back in the day. He's running around for 30 minutes out there last night for the Suns, it felt like. All right, so the Rockets win last night. Warriors coming to town tonight to Toyota Center on a back-to-back. All right, let's get to y'all's thoughts here on Alex Bregman. 3 years, $120 million with the Boston Red Sox. Opt-outs available for Bregman if he wants them after each of those seasons. So he gets a monster average annual value, and he gets total control over where he plays over the next few years. He can stay in Boston. My prediction is he plays out that contract in Boston because I don't know that there's another team. There wasn't another team, Seth, willing to go above $30 million this time around. Like, this is clearly the Red Sox feeling like we're on the cusp. We've got to compete with the Yankees. You know, so this is a major splurge for the Red Sox.
Okay, and the other thing, remember, the biggest appeal to Bregman are all these things that don't necessarily show up on the box score in terms of leadership, just how smart he is, the tips he gives other guys. Alex Cora knows that perfectly well. And I think the Alex Cora dynamic, I would imagine, is a big one here. When they're talking to Alex, I'm sure Alex Cora was gushing to the front office about exactly what he could bring to that lineup. And it's a smart deal. I think it's the way they're going in sports in general is teams are realizing, you've really seen this like with the Texans in the NFL, a boatload of money on a short-term contract, it can be really enticing to guys, and that it's also safer for the team. So that you get this dynamic where, it's a boatload of money, but it's only a three-year deal.
Yeah.
And it's like we're not on the hook for a guy and that's where I come back to the Astros side of it, and I wonder, would the Astros have had an appetite for being more aggressive in total money but on a shorter term deal, since what they really fear is the long term deal?
Maybe. Text message: I tossed his jersey in the trash last night. Well, somebody could use that jersey, sir or ma'am, okay? Or Do the Astros, I know some teams do like trade-ins on jerseys or whatever, you know, like if you bring your jersey back, they give you a discount. I don't know if the Astros are one of those teams. Bregman won money-wise. This is a text to the Jim Adler Texas Hammer text line. Bregman won money-wise. The Astros won player-wise. I'm tired of the pure greed involved in modern-day sports. That's interesting to me because I feel like the tired of the pure greed thing has been going on for like ever since free agency became a thing for like 30 years now.
Well, the whole thing you have to remember too is it's not like it's new. It's professional sports. It's that the players have gotten more of the ability to try to get as much money as possible. You know, Joe DiMaggio holding out wasn't because his love of the game. He wanted more money.
Yes.
It's players have, going back through history, there have been plenty of players that wanted the most money possible. It's just that now they get to actually exercise
they
it
get
more.
To exercise
and it. And it's been 40 years.
That's what's interesting.
It's been for 40 years, yeah.
Right. That's what's funny to me is, like, what's the tipping point for somebody on this? You know what I mean? Like, it's been going on for – I feel like they're greedy and I'm done and you've been done for a while, or, like, now this is the tip. Maybe because it's your guy and he's getting so – let's call it what it is, overpaid. Like, they're overpaying Alex Bregman. When you're $10 million above the next highest bidder, you're overpaying for the guy. Now, and this is another reason, Seth, a few texters pointing out why this is a major overpay by the Red Sox – reportedly, he's going to be moving to second base. You know, Rafael Devers is their third baseman there. He's going to be moving to second base. I mean, let's face it. Part of the profile of Bregman that makes him a really good baseball player is he's a gold glove third baseman, which is a more premium defensive position than second base is. You know, you don't have to be nearly as the overall package defensively doesn't need to be nearly as good at second base as it does on the hot corner over there. And they're paying him... They're paying him premium plus a high percentage to play second base for them, not the position that he's a gold glover at.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. That's a
major overpay.
I guess for one, you can hate Alex Bregman, and I don't mean to downplay whether or not a fan should care about the greediness of baseball. This is something that a lot of people go through in life, Sean. And whoever texted that, this is what I would tell you. You're going to get over it. Usually this is what happens. Usually around about the when a guy's in his 40s, he'll realize like, hey, wait a minute. Sports actually doesn't matter all that much at all. You know what I'm going to lean into? Current affairs. And then you'll be back.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Have fun with your mental health.
We'll keep the store open for you. We're not closing it.
I'm never going to drink another beer again.
You'll be back.
And your wife yaps off to you. Like, where's that damn beer I hid when I said I was never going to drink it again?
That's great. That's great. Can't be mad at Bregman. This is a text message. Can't be mad at Bregman. He got $40 million a year. LOL. That LOL made me laugh a little extra for some reason.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So how should we need to poll this, Seth, on Twitter. How do we frame the poll? The poll is about emotion with Astro fans, right? Like, how do you feel about this? How do I frame this?
I think judging by the early response of some of our listeners, maybe it should be as simple as, are you mad at Alex Bregman for deciding to leave?
Okay.
Or it makes good business sense for him.
Okay, so a simple yes, no. Two choices.
Are you mad at Alex Bregman for leaving?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes and no.
I'll put that up during the break. Now that the deal is done, text message, tell me, how did Paredes compare to Bregman offensively last year? I'm hoping this thing turns out to be similar to Peña taking over for Correa. Bobby from Katy. Well, let's be clear. Like, Peña has never reached Correa's best seasons offensively. Peña is a capable offensive player. He's an average offensive player.
About Peña or Paredes?
He brought up Peña as sort of an example. Okay. Like, hey, is this going to be similar to Peña taking over for Correa? No, the question is, now that the deal is done, how did Paredes compare to Bregman offensively last year? You've got that I'm looking it up right now look on your face.
Oh, well, no, I think with Paredes and Bregman, there's a lot of similar, like, smart, like, good judgment at the plate and everything else. If you look at Bregman last year, Bregman last year was still incredible with his judgment at the plate. Yeah. Like, his whiff rate was in the 98th percentile. His strikeout rate was in the 94th percentile. Yeah. If you look at just the advanced bat stats, he was only a 54 batting running value, whereas Paredes was actually in the 77th percentile.
Yeah, this is what I would say about Paredes, because Paredes was an all-star last year. Yeah. Granted, an all-star on a bad team. I think he was the only Tampa Bay Ray to make it, so each team's got to have one. He was very good offensively 2 years ago. He had an 840 OPS, and he had almost 100 RBIs, over 30 home runs. He was, overall last year, he had a 739 OPS, but he got traded to the Cubs before the trade deadline, and he was horrible playing for the Cubs. I know one big reason they like Paredes and they like Christian Walker is that their swings are tailor-made for Minute Maid Park. They are big-time pull hitters.
And Bregman was a better overall hitter than Paredes last year. Just like by a good margin.
Yeah.
In a lot of respects, it's just he brings some of the same things to the table, like his run value that I cited. That's a little bit misleading when you look at just actual old, like, batting average and ex-woba and all that stuff.
Yeah. The ex-woba just came out in our baseball discussion.
That's right. I'm leaning into baseball nerd Seth.
I love it.
By the time I get to West Palm Beach, I'm gonna be a walking IBM machine, Sean. You're gonna be feeding punch cards into my mouth.
Insufferable geek.
And I'll be pooping out gold.
I can't wait. I'm optimistic about Paredes as an Astro offensively, just because of what we just cited. Like, he's, you know, the analytics guys research this stuff, and he's got a hitting style and a swing that's very much made for Minute Maid Park. And then last season, going to the Cubs, getting traded, hitting poorly there, like, okay, that's change of scenery doesn't do people good sometimes, and maybe Paredes was one of those guys. If Houston gave Breggy that deal, what would that look like with the CBT for Houston? It would annihilate the competitive balance tax threshold. If they 40 million for Bregman this year. I mean, they're already only like $8 million under it right now.
Yeah.
They'd have been way, they were already going to be way over it if he signed the deal that was on the table from the Astros.
Right, which is whether it was on the table or not. I had the phrasing about the way all of that is reported is that, like, the offer is still out there, and now it's like they never rescinded the offer. Like, all right, man, you can rescind an offer as soon as Scott Boras calls back and be like, hey, we want that deal.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, Scotty.
I just, my thing was just reading Dana Brown in these press conferences, and he never, he's pretty open book as GMs go, remarkably so, I think, at times. He never, ever acted or had body language or diction of somebody that was enthusiastic about bringing Bregman back on that deal.
And I'm really glad that that Chandler Rome put this in his story yesterday, the little wrinkle in the CBA that a team isn't even allowed to say they're out on a free agent.
I didn't know that, man. Like,
it's wild. Yeah, you're not allowed to say, oh, we're out on that player.
Yeah.
So from the player's standpoint, that's theoretically gives them more leverage in general because their agents can lie and say, like, oh, yeah, the Astros are – their agents can go to teams and say, like, oh – or go to reporters and say, oh, yeah, the Astros are totally still giving us that offer.
Yep, yep.
I can't imagine an agent ever being so unethical.
All right. Let's get to headlines coming up next. We'll circle back to Bregman if you're just getting in your car now. We'll circle back to the Rockets as well. We got a press conference coming up today too, pretty big one. New OC in town, Nick Caley.
Woo,
so we'll get to all that. We'll do that coming up next.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.